Chapter 18, Mishnah 4, Sadeh boichin lo nitas velo nizras. A wailing field may neither be planted nor sowed. So what's a wailing field? So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 different opinions over here of exactly what a wailing field is. So according to some, it's where if a corpse was being transported from one field to another, they would like meet in this wailing field. And they would wash the corpse there, and then the people from the city would, you know, the people who took it there would leave there, and the people from that city would come out and fetch it, and they would go from there. And he brings it out. The problem is that if they washed it over there, it could be that they would leave part of the corpse behind, because these people thought they're responsible, and those people thought they're responsible. So it could be, so in this scenario, you worry about impurity. In this scenario, you worry that there might be a piece of corpse over there. According to other scenarios, no, there was no corpse over there. It was where they used to come and mourn. It was where the mourners used to come and mourn over there. And the problem is that the owner of the field, because it's being used for public usage, there's a withdrawal of interest that he no longer wants. You know, he says, I'm giving it up for the public, and he leaves it unattended. He doesn't have any concern for that field anymore. And the rabbis feared that because it's unattended, someone might come and bury something over there. Someone might actually come and bury a corpse. So that's another opinion over here. So the other opinions, you can go through over this, exactly all the opinions. But either way, this wailing field, you're not allowed to plant in it, and you're not allowed to sow in it. That's the restrictions on the planting field. And the reason would depend on why you're not allowed to use it, right? So obviously, if we worry that the field is impure, so then you're not allowed to plant or sow because we worry that it'll become impure. But if it's just a public interest property, so then he brings over here that the reason you're not allowed to plant or sow is not to dirty the garments of those gathered there with loose soil. Interesting. So it depends why you hold you not this, the problem with the wailing field. That will depend on why you're not allowed to plant or sow over there. For Aysin Menetunurim Lakadish, but the soil is pure, and ovens may be made from the even holy things, like a holy oven may be made for Kodesh, may be made from the soil. Umoidim Beis Shammah Beis Hillel Shaboidkin L'Oise Pesach, and Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel agree that it is to be inspected for someone with a Paschal offering. So this is going back to the field that was ploughed over. It's not talking about this wailing field. It's talking about a field that was ploughed over. If someone, he shouldn't have walked through the field, but he did. He inadvertently walked through the field, and it's 3 days before Pesach, and now he's got a problem because he's not allowed to bring his Pesach offering if he's tamei. So it says, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammah, if that's the case, we inspect the field to see if there are bones. And he'll tell us just now how we inspect the field. V'ein boidkin l'truma, but we don't inspect the field for truma. If someone walked through the field and he wants to eat truma, if it was a kohen, we don't inspect the field for truma. Explains the Kahati that a Pesach offering is to not bring a Pesach offering is an Issur Karas. It's one of the only two positive commandments that you get an Issur Karas for. But not eating truma, so he doesn't eat his truma. We don't have to go inspect the field to let him eat his truma.
Make no bones about it.
Very good. Make no bones about it. Well, a Nazir, and when it comes to a Nazir, if he walked through the field, so is he Tama? Does he have to shave and bring his sacrifice, etc.? Beis Shammai Omrim Boidkin, we would check the field for the Nazir. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim Ain Boidkin. Beis Hillel would say, no, we don't check the field. We assume he's Tama, he must shave, he must bring his sacrifices, etc. Kate said, who Boidek, how do we check the field? Maybe es afa shuyachol la sito, so we bring the soil that can be shifted, the noisin l'soch kfara, and we put it inside a sieve. We're going to sift it. Shinis kaver dakim, that has very narrow perforations. Umamacha, and we crush it through the sieve. Im nintzasham etzim kaseora, if we find in there a bone the size of a barley corn, so then tamay. So then we assume that the person is tamay. But obviously, if we find no bones, then we assume the person is tahor, and they can bring their Pesach sacrifice freely.